exchange, with Qatar acting as mediator. A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after a woman in her 20s was found with serious injuries at a house in West Yorkshire. She died soon after, sparking a huge manhunt. Our reporter Shingi Mararike is at the scene in Dewsbury.
Dozens of officers here, an air ambulance called as well, and the police obviously putting out a statement this morning to quell the situation, and they say, "We recognise the concern and worry this will have caused to residents in the local area and are conducting an extensive investigation into what took place."
The government's chief scientist during the pandemic is about to give evidence to the COVID inquiry. Sir Patrick Vallance's diaries claimed Boris Johnson referred to the virus as nature's way of dealing with old people. An inquiry has demanded transformational change to school inspections in England. The report, sponsored by the National Education Union, argues Ofsted is toxic. Former Schools Minister Lord Knight led the inquiry.
Rather than going into schools and labelling them with a single word, which is causing massive problems, they should be looking at the school groups, local authorities, multi-academy trusts, and inspecting their leadership and governance of school improvement.
Ofsted says it's keeping standards high. Shakira has reached a settlement with Spanish prosecutors to avoid a trial on tax fraud charges. The singer's accused of failing to pay more than £13 million to authorities between 2012 and 2014. Prosecutors will drop their demand for her to be jailed. The former head of OpenAI, who was ousted on Friday, is off to Microsoft. The backlash from staff and investors had prompted speculation Sam Altman could return to the ChatGPT maker. And European football club saw a near 30% rise in injury-related costs following last year's Winter World Cup in Qatar. The Premier League was worst hit. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Nick.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Let's check the weather for today on this Monday morning. 11 degrees, light rain and a gentle breeze are planned for today. And you might get rain between now and possibly 12 o'clock. There is a little chance of some rain. But then it should be dry right the way through till about sort of 7 or 8 o'clock, and then you've got a 50% chance some rain, maybe about sort of 9 o'clock this evening. So hopefully we might miss the rain, although looking outside, not sure.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Hello. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliant and that 90s feature as well. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours, plus my guest, Jacob Diesk. Like I say, I always get it wrong. He'll tell me when he comes in. It's D-E-I-S-T, which I always get wrong. So Jacob is from We Are All Fossils, and he's coming in to play live in the studio. They've got a brand new track, which I've been playing out on the show, which we love. They are very good. And I've also seen Jacob with the band and doing his solo work. Each of them individually extremely talented. There's three of them in the band, and they all do their own original music separately as well. So I can't wait to have him playing live in the studio, which will be about 11:30. When I Find You is the brand new track, and hopefully he'll play that live or play two or three. You wait, he is superb. Guitar, vocals, wonderful. If the rest of the boys are here, that'd be fantastic. But, you know, whatever, I'm happy with guests in the studio. So that's coming up. The question, I don't know if I did do a question of the day. I don't know what I'm asking you for. Did you, Michelle, did you do a question of the day? No, I don't know. Let's have a look. I've forgotten it already. Oh, yes, it's about TV reality shows, because now we've got I'm a Celebrity, and I missed it last night. I wasn't watching it. I was watching something else and then just went to bed early. But if you could pick one TV reality show to keep and bin the rest, what show are you keeping and why? That's the question. So do let me know. You can get involved on Facebook. You can find me at Eat My Brunch across Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. And get in contact, leave a voice message if you'd like to as well. Now, at the weekend, what did I get up to? Well, I had quite a busy weekend. I was up and about. And on a Sunday now, I'm doing a walk. I did it last Sunday, this Sunday, and it's really nice. I've discovered a place called, well, there are other places, Thames Chase, which is over near Upminster, but there are other sort of walks, and you can get, obviously, at Worley and, you know, I'm trying to think of where the others are, but there's loads of different ones. So, and they had a Christmas market, and it was things people had made. So I bought a candle, and I bought some other little bits and pieces as gifts as well. So there's really some nice little people who were doing woodwork. I love it. You know when you get, like, the local people that do the crafts and stuff, and there was somebody there that was selling, oh, they did look amazing. There were, like, sausage rolls and scotch eggs, maybe black pudding. And I was like, oh, black pudding and sausage meat. And I was looking, thinking, oh. I mean, I do love a sausage roll, but I have to be really careful because my indigestion just goes mad. But they looked, and they had pies and all sorts. But I was very good. I didn't buy any of those. But I did buy some little bits for Christmas decorations and, yeah, a few little presents. I thought, get those while you're there because it's you're supporting local business. But it was really, I didn't even know the market was on and it was inside the building. It was just really cute. So I had a nice little walk, and the one thing I like about walking is people will say, good morning, good morning. It's just really nice. I like that. I wish I had a little dog to take with me. But I did a little video and just enjoyed it. So, yeah, it was just getting that little bit of walking in, which I need to do more of, you know. I'm trying to do more of and get a bit more active instead of sitting on my backside all the time, which is not good. Yes, I've washed my hair this morning, all in preparation for my guest. My hair was looking a little bit strange. Since I've had it cut, I've had quite a lot cut off my hair. It's quite voluminous. I can't say it. Voluminous. There we go, if that is a word. And I had to do something with it. I can't leave my hair to dry naturally, otherwise somebody put a bag on my head and told me to go home. Myself, I think, would be. Yes, I'm feeling very relaxed this morning. I had a bath as well, got up nice and early. Sorting through loads of stuff at the house. I'm basically doing a house clear out at the moment, have been for the last couple of weeks. And that is, you know, you keep finding stuff and you go, oh my God, that it brings back all memories. And that's quite good, but so much stuff is going. At the moment, in my lounge, it's full, and then I've got a filing cabinet in the middle of the lounge. That's got to go as well. It's lovely. Who has a filing cabinet? Nobody has those anymore, do they? I had it in my sort of office upstairs, and it's four drawer thing. It's huge. It looks brand new because it's, well, I just stored stuff in it, really, all my paperwork. But even that, I've had to go through loads of paperwork and then take that to be destroyed, you know, because you can't just put it in your bin. So it's quite refreshing, actually. I've went through stacks and stacks and stacks of paperwork on Saturday. So what a boring weekend that was, really, when I say it like that. What did you do at the weekend, stacks of paperwork? I did go out as well. So, I thought I'd just tell you that. Now, coming up, we've got some JP Cooper, then we've got some Fleetwood Mac, and a bit of Catatonia. That's the massive three to kick us off. She's on my mind, she's on my mind, she's on my mind.
I've seen a lot of pretty faces, ain't nobody like you. And I never had a love like the one we knew. Tell me why I had to play the clown, always messing around. I can't stop thinking how I let you down, down, down. She's on my mind, she's on my mind, she's on my mind. Till I was on my own. I've been drinking, but the truth won't drown. No, the truth won't drown. Bad medicine won't go down, down, down. She's on my mind.
Mind. She's on my mind. She's on my mind. She's on my mind. I can't sleep at night. She ain't by my side. Ooh, they call the I could dream I'd hold you. Can't stop thinking, am I even on your mind? Now the nights are cold, I miss you on my shoulder, miss your hair on my cheek every night.
She's on my mind, she's on my mind, she's on my mind.
She's on my mind, she's on my mind, she's on my mind, she's on my mind.
I can't sleep at night,
on my mind. She's on my mind, she's on my mind, she's on my mind, she's on my mind.
I can't sleep at night,
on my mind. Pull the covers on, miss you on my shoulder, miss your hair on my cheek.
She's on my mind.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit sehbac.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, I didn't get very far into my healthy eating today. I've already eaten two biscuits. Never mind. I was really going to try today. I've had like my very high fibre and fruit filled breakfast, which is very. I went, yes, look at me. And then I came in and had two chocolate biscuits. But I won't have any more. They're lovely though, because they're more chocolate than biscuit. I bought them. I wasn't going to buy them, and I bought them this morning. But they've got in my bag now. I might let my guest have one, but the chances are probably not, Jacob. And if Martin's coming in, definitely not. Definitely not. You'll get nothing from me. Anyway, a lot of people, you see, when they come in to do Sing Live, they don't mind a hot drink because that's really good for your throat. But chocolate, not so much. Cheese and things. You have to be careful as a singer. Some people I know do go out for a full meal before they do a gig. I can't do that. And the worst thing is, which I discovered... it took me a while to discover this when I used to do gigs, like, all the time, not to eat spicy food. Because when you're talking to people, you just smell spicy food. I hate that. Oh, I hate that. So I don't tend to eat before a gig. I'll eat possibly after, but then it's a bit too late at night. I can't have, like, food sort of laying, you know, in your stomach, not digesting overnight. It makes me ill. Should we talk about my digestion a little bit more? And the other thing is, I tell you what, this is just a random thing. I want a dressing table, okay? And I've seen one. I've only really seen one or two that I actually like. But I want a dressing table that's got drawers. I keep seeing these, like, console tables. They've got, like, two drawers. It's no good for me. I've got things I need to put in drawers, you know? So I want one of the ones where you sit in the middle and you've got a gap. That's another thing. Why would you have a dressing table that's got no gap for you to sit in? Exactly. And a nice comfy chair, possibly even a swivel chair, because I'm at that kind of, you know, so I don't have to reach around too much. And then to pick things out the drawer. And then I just want drawers so I can put makeup in and my hair stuff in and my hairdryer in and, you know, ladies' things. You know what I mean? There's so much. I mean, there's so much. By the time you've got, like, body lotion and soaps and shampoos, then, oh, God, it's everywhere. Skincare. I do keep some of that in the bathroom. But that's what I want. I want a dressing table. I've already got the mirror. I bought that about 3 years ago. So I've got a lovely mirror to go on the dressing table. At the moment, I've got, like, a chest of drawers, which is just, it's no good. I can't sit there and do my hair. I have to, at the moment, sort of drag my hair dryer into the bathroom, which is not a good idea. Plug it in on the landing and then sort of stand there and try and do my hair. I just want to be able to sit down and do makeup. I do need, I am at that stage that I need a magnifying mirror. Otherwise, there are all sorts of terrible things going on. Like, especially with, if I try and do eyeliner, just using a normal mirror, and then I flip it round to look in the magnifying side, I'm like, oh, that eyeliner is not even on my eye. It's not even on the part of the eye it's meant to be. I did it this morning. It's a little bit messy. I've got guests in, so I was trying to make myself look quite presentable. But normally, it is... yeah, it's a horrible, horrible mess. Now, Joby Fox, he'll be doing a gig here very shortly. In fact, you want to check him out online. Fantastic singer-songwriter from Dublin. Discovered him through Joe's show, actually, on Drive Time, and I've played him as well. But this is his brand new track. It's on our A-list, and it's called I Love You.
of a day to come. I something to tell you in the morning sun. You had to be certain. You wanna be sure. I can't go on with this court no more. Won't you believe me? I'll always be yours. Here I am, I love you. There's method in madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say no more. In a lifetime, this love comes your way. Let it be this love, don't turn me away. Now or forever, won't you be mine? Here I am.
your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air. Head to toe so clear. Look out. Second verse for the hustlers.
Hustlers.
Gangsters.
Gangsters.
Bad babs and your ugly, ugly friends. I cannot preach.
Uh-oh.
I cannot preach.
Uh-oh.
I gotta show them how I can get it in. First, take your sip.
Sip.
Do your dip.
Dip.
Spend your money like
money.
Ooh, ooh.
We too fresh.
Got to blame it on Jesus.
Hashtag blessed.
They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
What you trying to do? 24 karat magic in the
say good morning out there to Bridget over in France. Hope you're having a good one, Bridget.
We take life again, so that you leave me alone and lead again. And I got my stuff and left, cause I got this fancy apartment. Oh, but no, you still have to call.
can see that Bananarama are back on our A-list as well. Ooh, I didn't even know that. What was that noise I just made? Ooh, that wasn't very good. That sounded like there was going to be some sort of belch going on there. I promise you there wasn't.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's look at the traffic and travel for you this morning. Not too bad on the roads. Even coming off of the Brook Street roundabout wasn't too bad this morning. So that's running very nicely. The M25 down towards Lakeside and coming back through the tunnel, heading up towards the M11 is all clear. A1023, no issues there. You do have some temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Eagle Way at Essex Way, and then Wilson's Corner, tiny bit busy, but nothing major. You've also got the roadworks on the A12, which are ongoing while they do those much-needed repairs to that road. Junction 13 to 16 in both directions. There are 41-hour speed restrictions. No problems there with the traffic at the moment, and there might be some nighttime closures. So if you're coming back through from Chelmsford, there will be diversions in operation. And since I've got my proper sat-nav thing on my phone now, it basically doesn't take me back onto the road, or try to take me back onto the road I've just come off of, you know. Do you know what I want you to do on when I went for my walk on Sunday, when I was doing my rambling? Rambling in nature. Yeah, rambling in talk, rambling in walk. And I really want you to jog. Now, I'm not built for jogging. If you've met me, you know. I mean, I tell you often enough, I'm not built for jogging. I'm quite top-heavy. And I'm just not built for it. In fact, I reckon I could run about six paces. I mean, if I was in a horror film and somebody shot, that'd be it. I can't run. I can do like a little bit of a fast walk. But do you know what? Sometimes when I'm out like that, I think it must be lovely to be able to run. I mean, I probably could. I probably have to be very, very careful. I know you can do sort of, what is it, couch to 5K. Is that 3.5 miles? I've got no idea. And you do it over a couple of months, isn't it? So, I mean, I could try that. I just don't think I've got the body for running. I think you've got to be quite slim and not much body fat. Mind you, people out there probably say, no, anyone can jog. I don't know. Do you know what? I am so clumsy. I'd be the person that go out and, you know, do a little bit and just fall over. Just fall over. I hate that when you do a slow motion fall as well. I've been doing those over the last couple of years, where you're standing there and your foot slips and you don't go straight over, you do like a slow motion, like I can't stop myself, and then you, and they're embarrassing. The ones are more embarrassing. In fact, when I told you about the bathroom ones, where I've done that twice over the last 2 years, it might be three times actually, where the towels come off because I've done the splits more or less on the bathroom floor, and just sat there thinking, have I broke my leg? And you just sit there thinking, this is terrible. It's awful. But if you want to go over to the bathroom or the bath, it's just, you know, I know. I've got, do you know what now? I have a safety mat, one of the bath mats in the bath, because I remember Scott Ross telling me, and he'll probably tell you later if he's tuned in, he was in a hotel. And Scott Ross came in to work, and I said, gosh, that's terrible. He's got a big lump, like chunk missing out of his head, a big bruise and, you know, a scab and everything. I was like, what have you done? He said, I was in a hotel room and I was standing on a bath mat. And he said, it wasn't very comfortable, or there was something wrong with it. He said, so I leant down and he said, I pulled the bath mat from under my own feet. And then he fell over. And it's one of those things where I think he said, like, you pull the bath mat and you think, that was a stupid thing to do before he fell over and hit his head in the bath. You've got to be so careful. Here's Bananarama. This is called Feel the Love, and it's on our A-list.
Through the trees, it's cold. door. I'm smiling like I caught up with God and told me not to worry at all. Yeah, supersonic, half a night. Maybe I'm overtired. I'm laughing just a little too much. I'm remembering the way that it was. I found it, wanted to stay. My broken heart starts to race. Can't look away. Can't look away. Now I'm up so close in a blinding light. I can see it all. Now I have to know what the feeling's like. This. I'm breathing like I finished the race. Eyes burning and I'm red in the face. Yeah, it's automatic. The second I felt the rush over my spine. I'm staring like I'm seeing a ghost, but I'm dreaming about you taking me home. In a blinding light, I can see it all. Now I have to know what the feeling's like in your afterglow.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk. UK.
Phoenix FM.
Me away.
that red velvet, I want that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. No makeup on, that's my sugar.
Charlie XCX and Sam Smith with In The City. Just going on 7.56 on Phoenix FM. Jacob Dias from We Are All Fossils is coming in to have a chat and play live in the studio ahead of their gig. We Are All Fossils are playing at Hotbox this Saturday. And we're going to hear tracks from their new up-and-coming album. We're already playing out When I Find You, which is a beautiful song, which features Tasha Robinson actually on a duet. So, yeah, we'll be chatting to Jacob and he'll be playing live at about 11.30 today. Can't wait to see him again in the studio. I think the last time I saw him was at HMV playing live and he is excellent. So make sure you're tuned in for 11.30. Right, here is John Newman. This is Losing Sleep. Going to take us up to the news.
It's 3 a.m. I'm calling in to tell you that without you here, I'm losing sleep. I'm losing sleep. Ever stand around this lonely house, it's leaving me filled with fear. I'm losing sleep. I'm losing.
Best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This